Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Climate Change is Racist, Race, Privilege, and the Struggle for Climate Justice, written by Jeremy Williams and read by James Saunders. The dedication reads, "For Africa's youth strikers, I hear you." Chapter 1. Who causes climate change? We are fast approaching the point where our interference in the planet's great biogeochemical cycles is threatening to endanger the Earth system itself. We must begin to take responsibility for our actions at a planetary scale. Nature no longer runs the Earth. We do. That's environmental writer Mark Lynas in his book The God Species, which describes how humans are now both the creators and destroyers of life. Finding ourselves with godlike powers, we must use our technological mastery over nature to save the planet from ourselves. Or, to pick another example, here is Stephen Emmett. His book 10 Billion is about the unprecedented planetary emergency we've created. Earth is home to millions of species. Just one dominates it. Us. Who are we? As a reader in Britain, I know what the authors above are getting at. I read these words in my own copies of the books, in my armchair, in my house with its fridge and its boiler. I hear cars outside and planes taking off from Luton Airport a mile or so away. When I read Emmett saying that we need to consume less, I know those words are directed at me as a Western consumer. Indeed, both writers do specify at some point in their respective books who they're talking about. But let's imagine reading from a different point of view. I grew up in Madagascar. It was one of the poorest countries in the world in the 1980s and 90s, and unfortunately, it still is. If I were reading these words as a typical Malagasy person, I'd be doing so in a house made of mud bricks and a tin roof. There would be no car outside and probably no fridge. Less than a quarter of households have a reliable source of electricity. Average annual electricity use in Madagascar per person is 78 kilowatt hours per year. Most people don't think in kilowatts, so let me put that into perspective. My fridge uses 1.5 kilowatt hours every 24 hours. I'm running the washing machine at the moment, which will use about 1.5 kilowatt hours, and I'll use around the same again to make dinner. In the warmer months of the year, my household uses around 4.5 kilowatt hours a day, which means that every fortnight or so, my family uses more electricity than the average Malagasy person uses in a year. However, my consumption is low for Britain, and Britain's consumption is low for a developed country. Let's look at a variety of other countries showing electricity use in kilowatt hours per capita per year.